And once again, we get to say hi to our former Lieutenant Governor and current President of the Small Business Association of Michigan, Brian Kelly. Brian, always good to see you.
Likewise, Paul W. Great to be back with you, and back, especially back with you on the island.
Well, it's a good place to be, and I'm glad we're able to be back. And I'm glad to hear you've done a bit of a survey of your small business owners, and some of the information is predictable, and some of it is concerning.
It really is. I mean, you look at the top line economic numbers; things are definitely going in the right direction, but underneath that, there are a lot of struggles, especially with industries that are dominated by small businesses, that reveal that they face some extraordinary challenges. So even though they're open without capacity restrictions today, rising costs and difficulty staffing up are two big problems. In fact, almost 4 out of 5 businesses reported that their costs are increasing faster than normal. Faster than in normal times, and many of those said significantly faster than normal times, and that's operating on a business when your revenues are already down, and then the margin gets compressed. It's really putting a strain on small businesses.
You know, we're not surprised by the workforce shortage. We're hearing about that everywhere, and we've been hearing about it for a long time. Had not heard as much about the inflation or the rising costs, and what bad timing.
It really is. So right when they're in a position where they can finally start to or try to recover, to be open, to build that business back up from where it was before and how big a hit it took, they're faced with significantly increasing costs, both cost of labor and cost of goods, the things that go into providing their good or service. And so that type of inflationary challenge stacked on top of all the other things, it's no wonder that there are so many businesses. We found about 15 or 16% of the businesses weren't even confident that they could survive, even though they've made it through the depths of the pandemic. These new challenges are facing them now.
Yeah, because the pandemic's still here, and there are these new challenges, as you found in the survey conducted about September 10th through the 17th of more than 680 Michigan small businesses. And our guest, Brian Kelly, former lieutenant governor, of course, but current president of the Small Business Association of Michigan, is addressing these problems for your small business owners and members. What are some of the other things, besides the fact that 16% of the small businesses are actually pessimistic about the long-term survival of their business, because you'd like to believe that they made it this far, they've made it through the worst, but that's not the case. What else have you found?
Well, we're finding that the business owners are getting more engaged than ever. And if there's a silver lining on this, on all this bad news, is that so many small business owners in their community, in the state capitol, and for their members of Congress have really found their voice and understand how public policy decisions can have such a dramatic impact. And so it used to be when for example, we go before the legislature sometime, used to be it was staff, staff of the Small Business Association. And we've got members that line up and want to be there to tell their own personal story. And these days, it's risky for a business to go there and testify, to say something in front of representatives and senators, and for the fear that it might have a negative impact on their business. And yet they're willing to take the chance because the decisions that are being made in Congress and our state capitol, they're feeling the weight of those now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they are. The Small Business Association of Michigan, focusing solely on serving the needs of Michigan small businesses and the community through advocacy, collaboration, buying power, serving over 28,000 members in all 83 counties of Michigan. And they're located in Lansing, just one block from the Capitol. If he needs to walk down there and scold them, he's been there a lot. He's our former lieutenant governor. He's the current president of the Small Business Association of Michigan, Brian Kelly. Can they get this study online?
Absolutely. If you go to sbam.org, we've got the press release and the full survey results.
SBAM, S-B-A-M, sbam.org. Thanks, Brian. Good to see you.
Paul W., great to be back with you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, my friend.